Now, I understand why you have the question you have and why hearing it for the first time, maybe it's confusing. Because societally, you're told, we're all told, believe in yourself. And maybe that's necessary. So what I'm saying is there's a point of maturity beyond that where it becomes not necessary. There's a point of that the real maturity includes no longer believing yourself, no longer elevating yourself to final authority, even on yourself. That a more mature stance, that a stronger position is, I'm just one opinion among many. I'm just one point of view among many. I may be right, I may be wrong. I'm not going to decide ahead of time I'm right just because it's my point of view. That's wiser. That's more mature. That's more open-minded, is my argument. And I couldn't see that, and I couldn't convey it to you unless, well, the only reason I'm conveying it to you is because it happened to me. It isn't a philosophy. It isn't an idea. It's a life experience that changed everything.
So something you said before kind of shattered my view. You said, because we're human, no matter what decision we make, it won't be right. So does this have ties to it? Is that what you mean?
Well, you keyed in on one of the parts that most people try to screen out. Mm-hmm. Because it's so shattering in itself. It's so hard to take that in. But yes, that's exactly the basis of what I'm saying. That a human being operating only from a human perspective and within the context of I believe myself because it's my opinion, it's my idea, it's my seeing, it's my interpretation. If that's the context of it all, by definition, it's incorrect. By definition, it's inaccurate. Simply, if nothing else, I go on and on about all the ways, but if nothing else, only because it's too limited. It is exactly what I said a moment ago. It's looking through a peephole and saying, I see it clearly. Well, if you're looking through a peephole, by definition, you can't be seeing it clearly. Just the nature of how the eyes work, looking through a peephole, there's like a little fogginess on the periphery. It doesn't focus. So right away, you're not seeing clearly. You need to be looking not through a peephole first. And the peephole is you. My opinion, my perception, that's the peephole. Why believe it? It's just a peephole. If you go 10 feet down, look through another peephole, you'll have a whole different picture.
So I feel I understand that. I think I have a little difficulty in standing up for myself and setting boundaries. If I can really see the whole picture and I'm like, oh, well, I see where all that's coming from. And then kind of not.
That's fine. Just don't believe it. Don't make what I'm saying is radical. I'm saying don't ever make up your mind, finally, that that's it. Because invariably, whether it's 1 second from now, one day from now, or 50 years from now, you will decide it wasn't exactly that, it was a little different, at the very least, and usually much more. Now that says to me, don't finally sign off on anything. It's all changing all the time, including your view of it. The past, it isn't just, if I act different now, I'll change my future. If you act different now, you'll change your past. You'll view your past differently. My past has changed so much, I don't even like to think about it anymore. It's so reinterpreted. I don't believe any of it anymore. It's just a kaleidoscope.
Somehow seeing that along the way, though, it's actually easier to have an opinion.
It becomes so important.
You can have an opinion. You can be strong in that opinion.
Yes, and you can revise it 5 seconds later
you know it
and be
any
perfectly comfortable.